This is the Antics Podcast, number 23.
Oh, I don't think they heard you.
Sorry? This is the Antics Podcast, number 23.
Oh, that sounds sexy to me.
Say, where's the rest of the Antics?
They're here!
Whoa!
It's Antics Podcast time! Oh my God, how long have we been away?
Far too long. We are back by popular demand.
We say this every time.
Yes. The only reason we come back, for our fans.
All six
Fen.
Of them.
We've got six fans.
Yep, my mum, Kyle's mum.
No, she's left.
Right, okay.
Has she unliked us on Facebook?
Probably.
Oh.
Still got David.
Right.
Still got Patrick.
Right.
Patrick.
These are Brad's big ups, just getting them in easy. Getting
Who's
in
Patrick?
Patrick.
Starfish.
Patrick Bishop. Said his full name now.
Hello, Patrick Bishop.
He will be stalked.
Yeah, he's down in London at the minute. He was at the improv society.
Okay, this is dumb.
Good. I know, yeah, okay. Isn't it?
So let's
Fuck
introduce
off, Patrick.
Let's introduce ourselves. Gav here.
Daryl.
Brad.
Kyle here.
Ashley.
Excellent. Cool. Why have we been away for so long?
We've been lazy.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, that's that topic cleared up.
Next.
We've been waiting for Johnny to turn up to a meeting to do a podcast.
Oh!
And we couldn't hold out any longer. So we thought, we've got to crack on. We're going to lose our following. Mm. So
he's in Grimsby. Maybe we should give him a ring.
Maybe we should.
Oh, that might be good. Where are you?
We don't even know what he's doing in Grimsby, though.
It's secret.
Right.
He's in the pub.
Okay.
He's in the secret Grimsby Improv Society.
Right.
The skiz.
I thought you were going to say, like, the Masons or something. The secret society.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Whatever. The pub. The Masons.
Yes.
Masons.
It's out Masons Arms. Right, okay. Right, what are we talking about this week on the podcast?
I've got a question that I want to propose to us all. It was a conversation I had with a couple of my friends recently, and it is, who is the oldest Gary? because the name Gary is pretty new, so there must be, like, the first Gary. Who is the oldest Gary?
But did you know, just in 2014... in the UK, only three Garys were registered across the UK.
As in,
new Garys born.
They're fading out.
It's not very popular again. We should have a bring back Gary.
It's almost like some Gary came along and ruined it for everyone.
No, I
Barlow.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean that flood was
tax.
Just
and that as well.
That
is
serious.
My suggestion.
Yes.
Gary Oldman.
Yes.
Oh, that's who I was thinking.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just because it's in his name, it
exactly.
doesn't mean he's the oldest.
Do you know how old he is?
Well old.
Should we...
Okay.
Oh, IMDb.
All right, okay, we're Googling this one.
Yeah, Gary's ruined as a name, fair enough, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you know how many Jameses are registered? How many Jimmys there are still?
Go on.
Three.
It's ridiculous.
What? There's got to be loads.
Thousands and thousands of Jimmys. Okay. Just ridiculous.
What other names are completely ruined?
Adolf. Adolf.
Okay, right,
yeah,
right.
There's one straight in there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What else?
Genghis.
That's just because it's a really bad name.
Genghis.
It's not because of any, you know.
Savile's Barbershop. I think that needs Savile's to rebrand, really, doesn't it?
Have they not rebranded? Anyone who's outside of Sheffield, we have a Sheffield barbershop called Savile's.
I thought it was like a chain, is it not? Oh, right.
I don't know.
Okay,
maybe it is.
It's too hipster to be a chain.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. People like these places try to look hipster now.
So. Yeah,
it's
true.
Oh, is that why you're going on about Jimmy Savile?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that joke.
There you go.
I thought, what's Daryl's beef with Jims?
Right. Good. Did you look that up?
No.
Why have you just
what, Gary Oldman?
No, no, no. I thought somebody was looking up an age.
Yeah, he was born in 1958.
Right.
1950, that's well old for a Gary.
Yeah, I would say that's well old.
For a Gary.
That's good knowledge to have as well. That
Gary Oldman was born in 1958.
Yeah, that is good knowledge.
Well, I googled oldest Gary, and the top link is from the New Yorker. It says, the oldest jockey in the Kentucky Derby, which...
Gary Stevens.
Gary Stevens. When was Gary Stevens?
No, so it's not a horse, then.
Is there not a Gary in the Bible?
Yeah, Gary 1340.
I'm pretty sure there was like an Egyptian king, pharaoh named Gary or something like that.
I'm actually going to Google Gary in the Bible.
Cleopatra, seven
so,
Gary.
So if he's still alive, he will be the oldest.
Please
the oldest
reach out for us.
Cleopatra, Gary, and Keith.
Right.
the Egyptian trio.
That's true. Like, there's a lot of names like that, you know, might be your dad or whatever, but that you wouldn't give them to your kids nowadays.
Roger.
Keith is definitely one
Keith
of them.
Keith is one of those.
Alan? I think Alan
Alan's up there still.
You wouldn't have a little baby Alan now.
Oh,
yeah,
baby
but you call
Alan.
It Al, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
No.
Like Al Bundy.
Just
No, it's Ted.
You'd call it Al later down the line. It'd be Al and start with it.
No, Al, baby Al.
Mm.
You can call me Al. Girls' names like Sandra, that's gone.
Yeah. Terry.
Bullock, I don't think so.
Kathleen, that's gone.
Kathleen's all right.
No.
Where are you getting these facts from?
Yeah.
Sandra!
Oh, sorry, if you say...
if you say white trash, yes, it's gone.
Beverly! Oh, Beverly! No, Baby Bev!
Doesn't exist, like, Bev. Does it? I think some of the older names are coming back.
Yeah, but hang on, you could do anything. Charlotte!
Oh, Shannon!
Where's
a Beth?
Yes, Shannon as a name was ruined by somebody as well.
Right, yes.
There's a character in Lost called Shannon and I hate her.
So,
you're re-watching Lost, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Right, okay. I was going to say that's a very obscure Lost reference.
So many episodes, like 24 a season.
Yeah, but she's not even a main character.
I know,
like,
she's shit.
Yeah, doesn't she die, like, really?
Can I just say, I think in the time we've been away, we have forgotten how to podcast.
Right.
I think you might be right.
This is just...
What, because we've never talked so much bullshit in the first few minutes, you mean?
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, is that what you meant?
Tell us about Lost.
I'll tell you, it starts off on a plane. It crashes.
Right. If you could summarise the whole of Lost.
Yeah, they just did. They're on a plane. No,
and the rest of
right,
it.
Right, so brief synopsis.
Extremely brief.
Wake up on a beach, plane crash, polar bears, time warp,
okay.
Smoke monster,
yeah.
and you know, death.
Right, sure.
That's it.
Perfect.
It's
awesome.
And that tribe of other people?
Others.
Yeah. Mm. You missed that.
Yeah.
I thought there was a...
Oh, and then there's the boat that comes along as well.
Oh, my
Penny.
God.
All right.
Is this the lost cast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, have we answered your question, by the way?
I've never seen it, by the way.
Right. Did anyone else... Oldest Gary, any other guesses?
No.
And that's it.
Right.
Oh, so you don't actually have an answer?
No, it was just a discussion.
Just something you pondered.
Theory.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's good.
Well, I'll tell you what I've started to do, which is a fun game. It was inspired to me... from where I work, I won't go into too much detail, but I work in a glorified call centre.
Mm-hmm.
The council.
Shh.
Sure.
And for which city? Not this one.
Oh no. Leeds.
That's it. Leeds Comedy Checkout.
So now you know it's the council. When you listen to this story, just remember when you pay your council tax, this is what you're paying for.
This similar thing happened to me, and I thought the person who did it to me wasn't doing it intentionally. And I thought I'm going to start doing this.
Sure.
And what I've started doing now is on the weekend, on my time off, is ringing call centres as an angry customer. And then no matter who answers, I want to speak to their supervisor. And then when they put their supervisor on, I want to talk to their supervisor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I try and see how high up their corporate ladder I can climb.
Right, okay.
Sure.
So the other day I managed to get to like a senior management team.
You really have nothing better to do, do you?
No. Well, I tried to ring Virgin. I thought eventually, if I rang Virgin Media, I'd eventually get to Richard Branson. Yeah.
Right. Does this get expensive?
You know, I haven't had my phone bill yet, so...
Okay.
And
calls to Virgin should be free on a Virgin line.
I'm not a Virgin.
Well, what the hell are you calling Virgin for? Yeah.
To see how high up the ladder I can get.
Oh.
Actually, on a similar story, a friend of mine rang Microsoft support once, and they have a system where it says, if you know the name of the person, say it after the beep. And just to see if it worked, he said Bill Gates, and then it went... Please wait. And then it started ringing.
No!
And then he hung up.
No!
That's a genuine story.
What?
Yeah.
Obviously, the PA would like answer it and it wouldn't be to believe.
Oh, I don't ruin
Hello.
It.
Hello, Bill Gates here.
You never know.
Windows department.
I found, when I was a kid, I found 20p outside a phone box once. So I thought, oh, brilliant, this is a great opportunity to prank call someone. So I put the 20p in, looked around at the shops, Four Boys number on the side,
right.
rang that number.
Mm.
Hello, Four Boys, how can I help? Panicked. I've got the wrong number. Bye.
Wow.
Two Freddos wasted.
Yeah. Amazing use of 20p.
That was great.
Yeah.
Stupid boy.
Yeah. Did you then go hunting around for another 20p?
Yeah.
So you could get your Freddos.
You'd get Martins in a couple of years when it changes to that.
Dear.
Any other topics? Are we done?
We're not done.
We've got a show coming up.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah.
Hello.
May the 29th.
Mm.
Montgomery Studio.
Sheffield.
Theatres.
.co.uk.
Hey.
Don't listen to Brad's videos.
Yeah.
I got that wrong.
I did. Sure. .com.co.uk.
So at the minute, we're doing the whole social activity. Everyone does their own day of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Kyle, you went first?
I went, well, a day late, because I've forgotten Saturday.
Okay.
Apologies.
And what did you do on Sunday?
I did a video where I asked my friends, family, co-workers if they'd do me a favour and come to the show. Mm-hmm. And it was just basically their responses, which I think were quite positive responses.
Right.
So please do watch it. It's done all right.
How much of that video was absolute nonsense?
All of it.
Right, okay. Just so we know.
Yeah,
brilliant, okay.
And then I did my... Daryl, were you next in the line, sorry? Or was it Johnny's?
Probably, does it matter?
No, it was Johnny.
Johnny was next. Johnny had a picture of a dimmer switch and then just held the poster in front of it and said, come see our show.
Yeah, we're really keeping the standards high this time.
Good effort, good effort.
Yeah.
I thought it was only right to warn people that the fact that there will be no chicken at this show.
Right.
Because whether people have been serious or just cracking a funny joke.
And when cracking. When chicken.
See? This brilliant. Is just how we are. You know, you tell them, what's it called? You say, winging it. And they go, would there be some chicken wings there then? No.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, yeah. Just start tell everyone.
So, Ash, you haven't done anything yet, have you?
No, not yet.
And I haven't done anything
yet. Whose day is it today?
It's mine. It's my day today.
Oh, yeah, you've got a few weird videos.
Brad's been doing little videos.
I've been doing little strange videos on a fantastic app called Helium Booth. I'm not being paid by them, but...
but you would like to be.
If I give them a mention, they might give me the non-free version, which is £1.67.
So you'd have to keep watching the ads.
Too rich for my blood. But this technically...
Since when did apps get to £1.67?
Do you know how much the most expensive app is on the App Store?
£79?
No.
Is it more than that?
There is an app that's a couple of thousand pounds.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, it's called the Millionaires app, and I think when you get it, it's just a gold screen.
Oh,
it's
just, yeah.
No, they took that out.
I think there is one that was the £1 million app that was £1 million or dollars, and that again was a similar thing, which was, you know, if you're just super minted. You're like,
right, okay. What's the most expensive actual legit app, though? I thought it was like TomTom or something.
Legitimate TomTom.
This is a dull conversation.
I know, yeah, this is very dull.
I mean, this podcast has been poor.
Well, this podcast, we've never sort of...
We didn't really think this through.
Well, the podcast as well, audience members, is not for you to sit there laughing and slapping your knees.
It is.
When you're on the bus, pop your headphones in when you're on the bus. If you're just doing a bit of housework and you're fed up with what's on the radio, you're fed up with your own music, hear us bore you to death.
It's an insight into just the antics life.
Right.
It's just a real fly on the wall. This is who we are. Yeah, we're not putting anything on. This is just who we are.
Really, we're bored of rehearsing. We're about to have a chat, and we've just recorded it.
Go on, Carl.
We've gone from the oldest Gary to talking about Brad's pointing at a point that I've got here on one of my rollies.
Kyle's got another topic.
My poo.
I spoke about my...
I thought that was your diary for the day, that. Who is your this, Gary? Work my poo.
Now, I had an absolute belter yesterday.
A poo.
It was a real, ball buster.
Right. Do you rate them?
Yeah, it was a good 9. Solid 9.
Cool. Solid 9.
Yeah, and I was sat there thinking, I'm having a great time.
Okay.
Spoiled by some builders... because in my bathroom there's a window,
right?
And some builders came right up to my window and looked through it, and I'm sat there on the loo, and
are you facing them or have you got your back?
No. So they can see the back of my head,
right? Okay,
just sat there.
So did they think you were on the loo or did they?
Yeah, I mean they had to, otherwise it was weird.
Okay,
I was just sat in a bathroom
in a small room.
Yeah. They knew it was a bathroom because the shower was there as well.
Okay,
and you know there was some pretty guttural noises coming from me.
Okay.
The toilet where I work is broken, right? Yeah. So the nearest one's down at the warehouse, but it's quite a way away. So if I want a poo, I have to go for a ride out for a poo. It's like being in a third world country. It's quite refreshing, actually.
Yeah.
You know when you just fancy a ride out and then a bit of relief and a ride back?
Do you get your paper underneath your arm?
Put it in back for a ride out in the truck.
Well, I bet you're glad you tuned in. Because that is pretty much all we've got on this edition of the Antics Podcast.
It started slowly and then it just gradually petered out.
Yeah.
A bit like my poo.
Yeah. And on that bombshell.
It is pretty much time to end.
Thank you very much for watching.
Come and see us Friday the 29th at the Montgomery Studios. Tickets available on Sheffield.
See you later. Bye.